is ComSchool Crosstalk. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Mike Reardon. Have you ever been doing something and felt like there had to be a better way to do it? I mean, staring at a current frustration, thinking that someone should come up with a product or solution to make things easier. Now, our daily lives continue to get better and better because smart people come up with new ways to overcome challenges. So leave it to the geniuses at Systemax Labs to come up with a way to reliably and consistently solve one of the biggest challenges facing structured cabling systems today. How to get true Cat 6 performance and maximum PoE power significantly beyond the 100-meter distance limitation. Our guest today is Didier Klies, Senior Director of Enterprise Product Management. Welcome to the podcast, Didier.
Oh, thank you to have me, Mike.
No, this is great. I'm so glad to have you here. And look, I'm sure you know the drill. I like the audience to get to know the guest as quickly as possible with the subject of music, specifically your taste in music. So what would you say is your favorite song or album or band and why?
Well, that's an easy question, actually. I don't have a particular taste, not a number that I like more in particular, but a band. I love Queen. And there's a number of reasons for that. For first, of course, the great music they did. But then those who know me, they might know that I enjoyed piano lessons. I do a classic piano. And Queen actually combines innovative and experimental music with more classical touches as well, especially in Bohemian Rhapsody, where they combine it with opera. That was, in my opinion, a great move. Not everyone might have that same impression, but I love it.
Yeah, Queen is great. So tell me a little bit about what you do at ComSco.
Yeah, so actually, I wanted to go a little further back in time. So I'm in this datacom industry for a very long time now. I did some technical marketing at first, and then also was leading a team of consultants before joining ComSco. Consultants typically focusing on datacom installations or infrastructure. Then for the last 18 years now, I'm with ComSco. I had several roles. But then my latest position now is I'm Senior Director for the Global Product Management, and I'm leading a great, wonderful team of copper PLM experts.
Great. Okay, so you lead the copper product line management team. Okay, so you must see a lot of new ideas, a lot of innovation. What can you tell me about what's driving these R&D efforts these days?
Yeah, fantastic question. So perhaps first, the last decades, actually since structured cabling exists, ComSco has been the leading innovator in our industry, very often laying the foundations of what became later the industry standards. But if you think about it, Cat 6A standard is about 16 years old. So it's not longer that race for speed that dictates the new innovation. After the race of speed, we had the density and the fast deployment, still very important topics. But what I would say today is actually driving the changes or the innovation is the convergence between networks. We talk about IT and OT, operation technology, and that leads to convergence. That is new applications, things that structured cabling in the past did not necessarily support, are now integrated, or are actually the wish of our customer to see that seamlessly integrated in a common IT infrastructure.
Well, since you lead the copper product line management group, you must have something to address some of these challenges with IT and OT without necessarily the need for fiber or adding TR closets or whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. We are introducing new extended reach solutions. So we spoke in the past already about fiber, powered fiber. That's a great solution to extend your reach up to 3,000 meters, really. Then Constellation was also launched about a year ago. That's a great other approach of and offers the capability of extended distances. But then we were thinking about something completely different, a true innovation with technology behind it. And that's what we are announcing these days. It's called GigaReach. GigaReach is a true Cat6 solution. It stretches 1 gigabit Ethernet applications up to 150 meters guaranteed, or even a 200 meters for 100 bit, megabit per second installation. So if you think about it, the 4K digital cameras are using the 100 megabit sweet spot. That is the 200 meter reach that we are offering today with this GigaReach solution. So if you think about a solution that installs as easily as a Cat 6 installation, that actually is based on the same concept and technology, then it's GigaReach. It's just GigaReach. It supports all PoE classes, and it's all based on two simple things. It's, first of all, it's a combination of 21 gauge cable or wire and the TPS technology. TPS is a tape between the pairs. So with that, we are extending the distance between the pairs without increasing the overall diameter of a cable. So we are now capable of having a 21 gauge cable at a reduced overall cable diameter, installing in the exact same manner as a Cat 6 installation, but with a 21 wire gauge. Now, all of a sudden, you have reduced DC resistance. You have the ease of installation you would have with a traditional Cat 6 cable, and it stretches over the 200 meters or even 250 meters if you're only interested in 10 meg applications.
So larger gauge twisted pair is nothing new, right? I mean, that's been around for quite some time. Yep. And I understand the TPS technology. That's fantastic. But what makes this so different from other large gauge twisted pair cable? I mean, if we're just going to have another large gauge twisted pair, then so be it. But is there something about this that's unique? What makes this so different from others?
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, other companies have announced or sell already for a while 22 gauge wires. The difference with 22 gauge wires is, let's say the opposite. The 21 gauge wire cuts the DC resistance by half. That means that you can effectively stretch by two times as long cable and still have the same DC resistance. That's an important given. With 22 gauge, you don't achieve that really. You might still be able potentially to stretch 200 meters, but there is a certain risk involved. And I would say with a less than 21 gauge, you have to do try and error to figure out how long the cable really can be for your particular application. And that's what we wanted to avoid. We want something simple and clear. No second thought, no considerations, no conditions that restrict you to something else, with just plain and simple a table of applications with a length up to 200 meters for 400 meg. That's what we want to do. Now, the problem with increasing your wire gauge is that the connected technology that you use for that needs to be able to take that. And so the overall diameter of your cable could increase dramatically. And not just that, but also your connection itself is not always capable of receiving an insulated 21 gauge wire. And that's where this TPS technology comes in, because now we have a reduced diameter cable. We still have a wire which is accepted in the termination blocks that existed out there in the market before. And it's just going to terminate. And that's because we have that combination of TPS. So 21 gauge is something unique. No one else has it. With that, we cut the DC resistance in half, and therefore we reduce the power consumption or the heat dissipation the cable is going to have. Therefore, we are a more sustainable solution as well. And with that, there is no risk. There is no try and error, which you would have with another system.
Where do you see this most effectively being used? What are the applications? I mean, obviously, it's an extended distance solution, and I can probably guess, but I'm sure you and your team have been targeting certain applications. Where do you see this being used mostly?
Yeah, it's a true Cat 6 solution. So in principle, you could think about any Cat 6 application in the standard configuration up to 100 meters. That could be an application. Now, in all honesty, I don't think that is what the customer is gonna look at, because excuse me, the current GigaSpeed XL solution exactly provides all what's needed for that application. What we're thinking is that we can integrate that with seamless installations. That means you will have a combination of the GigaReach cable with the Excel termination, and we'll talk about that in a minute as well, but it's going to be able to reach that extended distance to attach those video cameras, the access control devices, anything that is required to be attached today in an integrated converged network is going to be attached to it without transition to fiber, without the need for extenders or anything else, and still reaching up to the 250 meters or the 150 meters in case of gigabit Ethernet.
Well, that's fantastic. So this is a true Cat 6 solution. Yeah, that's great. But it's 21 gauge, right? So does this require any kind of unique jacks or RJ45 tips or any kind of unique connectivity? Because it is a larger gauge cable.
Yeah, no, but that's exactly the point. So, and that's also why we are unique, and we trust that we will be the only ones in the market for a very long time, because we have this patented technology that we apply to it. So the traditional, in our case, we would say that the Gigaspeed XL, so the Cat 6 apparatus, will work just fine with that cable. And that's what I was saying. If you integrate that with structured cabling, you would have the exact same apparatus attached to GigaReach cable or to the standard XL cable, all integrated in the same physical infrastructure. So the same connectivity, and we can only achieve that thanks to the patent technology that we have in place. Now, in all honesty, Mike, if you have remote cameras, in many, many cases, the customer is not going to be installing it in a traditional panel-to-outlet configuration, which we see in structured cabling all the time. We still recommend the panel at the front end, because that's especially when you have multiple devices, multiple cameras or other devices interconnected there, that's the best solution at the equipment side. But at the far end, I think in many cases, the customer will prefer to do what we call MPTL, or modular PERC field termination. Mm. And that device is going to be available as well from CommScope. So it's either the traditional panels, the Gigaspeed XL apparatus, as you know them, or at the other side, a plug, or the CCA connector as well. It's a great way to transit over from a termination that plugs into the camera onto the horizontal cable.
That's fantastic. Okay, great. So no unique connectivity for the most part. Okay. Systemax GigaReach, GigaReach XL. So where can we learn more information? Just go to the Systemax website?
Yeah, Systemax website. You scroll down to the bottom of halfway the page, more or less. You'll find a big banner talking about GigaReach XL.
That's fantastic. Didi, this is great. This has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for making the time to come and do this. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Great, and thank all of you for joining us today. For more information, go to systemax.com. For comments and questions about this podcast, send emails to commscopecrosstalk@commscope.com. My name is Mike Reardon, and this has been ComScope Crosstalk.